Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for February 20th, 2015. For the first time ever, the Paranormal News Insider is being broadcast live on a Friday night. And this week's news is brought to you by the International College of Humanistic Science. ICHS focuses on providing affordable, self-paced, standalone certificate and certification courses in a variety of metaphysical, esoteric, mystical, paranormal, business, and practical life topics that all relate to the human condition. And ICHS now provides degree programs as well. Visit ICHSworld.org for more details. Encrypted news, Bigfoot made an appearance on a trail cam somewhere in the woods in northern Michigan in 2007. Now, the images have suddenly gone viral and have caused a bit of controversy in the Bigfoot world. A Wisconsin investigator with BFRO, the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, claims that one of the men accompanying him in Michigan triggered a trail cam while pitching his tent. Do people really say pitching a tent when they're actually putting up a tent? Well, anyway, the camera took a photograph of a couple of tents along with a couple of dark objects in the woods. A few days after returning from their trip, the photograph was looked at and the assumption was made that there were two Bigfoot standing in the woods behind the tents. Well, the men claimed they felt uncomfortable while in the woods, even though they were unaware of the photograph at the time. Well, maybe this was the whole pitching a tent thing. Bigfoot Field is seemingly divided over the validity of the photographs, half stating it is nothing more than stumps, while others feel this is proof positive that the men were being stalked. The men also claim that after discovering the images in the photograph, they returned and took photographs of the location, and there were no stumps present. There have also been no photographs provided to support that claim either. I don't think there's much of a debate here, and without evidence swaying the story one side or the other, I don't think I'm stumped about the conclusion. And I also think it's safe to put this one in the round file. In UFO news, MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, has released the sighting statistics for January 2015. There were 721 reports turned into MUFON from around the world, 575 of which came from the United States. Canada was second with 41 reports, followed by the United Kingdom with 35. California, as per usual, was the number one state in the U.S. with 90 reports. Florida was second with 51, Texas was third with 37, Pennsylvania had 29, Arizona had 28, New York had 22, Oregon and Illinois both had 20, and all other states had less than 20 reports each. Sphere was the top shape reported with 135 reports, and Triangle in second with 87. Special thanks to Jan C. Harzan, the executive director of MUFON, for the sighting statistics. And a UFO was sighted and filmed during the production of a television show in Lima, Peru. The television show Alto al Crimen, or Crime Stoppers, was taping when the host was talking and then suddenly stopped and stated, "¿Qué pasó?" which means, "What happened?" The camera then pans to the strange object that is hovering in the distance just beyond a construction site of a building. While there did seem to be genuine reaction to the object, it almost felt like a setup or deliberate hoax the way it was filmed, as well as the additional music played over the original sound of the video. The object did seem to move from left to right slowly as the filming progressed, leaving me to believe it might have been a balloon that was elongated due to being at that altitude. Several logical suggestions have been mentioned, from a drone to an object hanging from a crane to a parasail. Well, a drone would be a logical solution, but the object hangs too perfectly for too long and gives no sign of being a drone. While there is a crane in the video, the object seems to be above and beyond where the crane is seen. As far as being a parasail, there is no object attached to the bottom or any appearance of ropes attached to the main object. It could be digital manipulation, but my guess is it was a real object and was nothing more than a large party balloon which was again elongated due to elevation. See the video and photographs for yourself at the Paranews Insider Facebook page at facebook.com/Paranews Insider. And in ghost news, when things go bump in the night, who are you going to call? Well, that same line has been written for ghost group news stories a million times, including twice for me in stories about my former group. Well, this time, the story is about the Robin Hood Pub in Boston. No, not Boston, Massachusetts, home of Cheers, but in Lincolnshire in the United Kingdom. Rob Hancock, the landlord of the pub, called in a local paranormal group to investigate the claims of a tall man with a trench coat and hat, along with mysterious noises that seemingly have no explanation. The investigation was chronicled by the writer of the story, as their investigation went from looking for logical sources to claiming that feeling cold was because of ghosts, and a lot of other meaningless subjective claims. The group used a ghost box and other devices to try and find evidence of the ghost, but left with only a few personal experiences, and their story broadcast in worldwide media. And in other news, conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. The list is updated once again for upcoming paranormal conferences and conventions for 2015 in the United States. The list is broken down into ghost-based events, UFO-based events, as well as cryptozoology-based events. And that's not to say that a ghost-themed event would not have someone involved in the cryptid field or the UFO field. It's just that I've put the event there due to the basic theme of that event. I've added a few events as well as updated some changes, and I have to say that I have yet to see a more concise list of paranormal events in one place on the internet. I also want to note that I don't put horror, TV show, or movie-based conventions to meet celebrities, or Comic-Cons, gaming, or anime-based events, even if a paranormal celebrity is present. The events listed are primarily geared toward the paranormal audience and not just a sub-theme of that event. Usually smaller events, if promoted for enough time with the right mixture of speakers, can be a treasure trove of information and give you the ability to network in real life, forming bonds that go beyond liking someone on social media. And there's not a whole lot going on through the end of February, as well as through March. I don't have anything on the calendar from the month of March at all. But April is a very busy month with the Oregon Ghost Conference, April 10th through the 12th in Oregon City, Oregon. Salem Con, April 10th through the 12th in West Salem, Massachusetts. The Lost Limbs Charity Horror Paracon 2015, April 17th in Scottsburg, Indiana. The Virginia City Paracon, April 17th through the 19th in Virginia City, Nevada. OuijaCon 2015, April 23rd through the 25th in Baltimore, Maryland. The Butler Paranormal Conference, April 25th in Butler, Pennsylvania. The Granbury Paranormal Expo, April 25th and 26th in Granbury, Texas. Cute little town, been there before. The Tyler Paranormal Conference takes place April 25th and 26th in Tyler, Texas. And the 24th Annual Bigfoot Conference takes place April 18th at the Salt Fork State Park in Lower City, Ohio. Also in May, the Creature Weekend 2015 takes place May 1st to the 3rd at Salt Fork State Park. And also May 16th, the Ohio Bigfoot Conference takes place also at Salt Fork State Park in Lower City, Ohio. And everything else is later on in the year. To see the entire list of events, conferences and conventions for ghosts, UFOs, and cryptozoology, go to paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. And as always, if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here as well as see it on the website, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. For the Paranormal News Insider, this is Dr. Brian Parsons reporting. I'm a low life.